good parent, or sell more Tupperware than any other sales rep. The more clearly you can see the reward, and usually the more it involves helping other people, the easier it will be to persevere. A good pep talker will remind you of your purpose, or at the very least, get you to remember the one only you know about. Empathy is about recognizing your struggle. I know what you're going through, and you are not alone. Others have walked this path before you. Even you have. Remember that one time you stood up for yourself, beat the odds, kept going anyway? You can do it again. I believe in you. Almost all pep talks hit the "I believe in you" mark. But that least requires empathy. We want our leaders to understand us more so than rally us. And only if they demonstrate said understanding will their words sound truly inspiring. Prescription, or direction, as the researchers call it, is about using uncertainty-reducing language. When we are afraid primarily because we don't know what to do, clear instructions can work wonders. Which tool, rule, or framework you need, however, is highly situation-dependent. Therefore, the pep talk giver must know exactly what you're dealing with. Some of the pep talks in this book will lean more on prescription. Others, more on purpose. We might not always talk about your exact cause or situation, but we'll consider lots of specific examples and muse a good bit about the meaning of life. And what bigger purpose could there possibly be? My biggest goal, however, is for empathy to be ever present throughout this book, not just for me to show compassion for you, but also for you to be more compassionate with yourself. So much for the science. Here's what I believe a good pep talk must do. First, a good pep talk is always positive. It mustn't sugarcoat the truth, but it should always end on a high note. In fact, the very best pep talks use the truth to show us a new perspective, which in turn refills our batteries. Empowered with a different approach we can't wait to try, we storm back out on the field. Meanwhile, the football team whose coach threatens it with a beating should they lose the game is not really a team that wants to win. It is a team that is scared to lose. Some people may try to motivate through fear, but that is not what we will be doing here. Second, like the word pep, the talk needs to be short. If you steep green tea for more than 2 minutes, some of its health benefits will disappear. It will also taste bitter. Like a look at the clock after you've watched 17 motivational videos in a row. Inspiration is a perishable good. That's why most of the pep talks in this book are 2-minute reads, short and sometimes sweet, but always full of perspective. Ideally, you'll read one, put the book down, and tackle whatever you need to tackle. Or if you're actually playing football, whoever you need to tackle. Finally, a pep talk must always match the problem and mood of the day. We don't always know exactly what we need, and that's why it helps to have a wide selection of pep talks available. Therefore, in the pages of this book, you'll find pep talks to help you overcome fear, pep talks to give you hope, and pep talks to give you comfort. There are pep talks about work, about happiness, and about friendship. There are even pep talks about your phone, about public speaking, and about taking the stairs. In short, there's a pep talk for almost any situation. I hope you'll find the one you need. And I've grouped them into 5, not necessarily in order, sections to that end. 1. Comfort is about being at peace with the world and yourself, exactly as you are today. 2. Work will deliver motivation, but it will also light the path towards discovering, creating, and doing the job you'll never find on LinkedIn, the work you were born to do. 3, tough love will provide new perspectives on things you've always known, while 4, reminders will simply bring back some truths you need but might have forgotten. 5, hope wants to be nothing less than your springboard to the stars, even when the night feels dark and shrouded in mystery. While you can read this book one chapter per